Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night. And we do begin with breaking news. That headline, North Korea just a short time ago issuing its newest threat. The AP now reporting that the North Korean regime is calling President Trump's words a load of nonsense, saying they will complete their plan to, quote, attack waters near Guam by mid-August. It comes after President Trump warned North Korea against making any more threats, or the U.S. would unleash fire and fury unlike anything the world has ever seen. ABC senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega leading us off.
Tonight, a new threat from North Korea coming in, saying they will be ready to attack the U.S. territory of Guam by mid-August. This comes as President Trump's warning shot fired directly at Pyongyang tonight is sending shockwaves around the world. But ABC News has learned that threat caught some in the president's own inner circle by surprise. The president, in that statement, using language not vetted or pre-approved by his national security team.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Sources close to the president say behind closed doors with top aides, including new Chief of Staff General John Kelly, President Trump had discussed taking a tougher tone on Pyongyang. But even members of his own national security team had no idea the president would go so far.
He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. Thank you.
Within a few hours, North Korea responding with its own warning, saying it is seriously considering a plan to target Guam with missiles. The U.S. territory, home to crucial military bases and 160,000 Americans, is just 2,000 miles away. Then today, Rex Tillerson sending a message of his own, landing in Guam, offering very different words.
I think Americans should sleep well at night.
The Secretary of State striking a much softer tone.
What the president is doing is sending a strong message to North Korea in language that Kim Jong-un would understand, because he doesn't seem to understand diplomatic language.
Then the president himself weighed in, tweeting, "Our nuclear arsenal is now far stronger and more powerful than ever before. Hopefully we will never have to use this power." But his initial words have sparked international reaction. From New Zealand,
"Oh, I think the comments are not helpful in an environment that's very tense."
To Germany's foreign office, saying saber rattling won't help. Even some in the president's own party calling his words dangerous.
All it's going to do is bring us closer to some kind of serious confrontation. I think this is very, very, very serious. The great leaders that I've seen, they don't threaten unless they are ready to act.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that President Trump is ready to act.